Welcome into hour number three of K-News Afternoons. My name is Paul Marshall, guest host for today, tomorrow, and with any luck, Friday. Assuming that I haven't made people irate enough to tell me not to come back tomorrow. Sort of a day-by-day thing, and I'm okay with that. I will be here for you till 6 o'clock, and then Bulldog Bill Feingold takes over, as you know, and gets you up till 10 o'clock. In between now and then, we should continue the discussion, and what I've been talking about this afternoon is the fact that the Valley Schools, many different school districts, are under financial burden, and that financial burden has necessitated the cutting of, in a couple of different places, between $5 and $16 million from their school budget, their educational budget. And that means they've had to eliminate summer school programs, and the elimination of summer school programs leaves us in a sort of a weird quandary. There's two different things that are happening here. One, summer school, somehow the institution of summer school has manifested itself into this, it's okay. Summer school is okay to go to. It's all right to fail. It's all right to fail because summer school will be there to pick you up and help you out. Well, now it's not going to be there. And the whole notion that it's okay to fail is foolish in and of itself, because all it does is contribute to raising a nation of spoiled, entitled, whining children. And spoiled, entitled, whining children become dissented, uncomfortable with the way things don't go adults. We have only to look at our last election to see what's happening. There's an entire generation of people that are criticizing the president because they didn't get their own way. The election, they lost the election. Losing is an essential part of winning. It's an essential part of life. So I invite you to take part in that this afternoon by giving me a call, 760-416-8475, locally in Palm Springs, 888-589-6397, anywhere within the sound of my voice. And I invite you to join the discussion. Now, I know Joe in Palm Springs has been waiting for some time. I appreciate you hanging in there and your patience. Welcome to K-News Radio, Joe.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'll try to be brief. I raised my kids, and they're pretty good guys, you know. They're raising their families right and all that, so good for me, right? But no, my point is that during the 80s and the 90s, a slogan came around, if you remember, it's, I spend quality time with my kids. Well, that was a cop-out. That was a way to spend your weekends in Puerto Vallarta and let your kids watch TV all weekend or something. my ex-wife and I we did a pretty good job. We spent a lot of time with them.
Sure.
And I feel sorry for the teachers now, because they're always accused of everything wrongdoing, and these kids get away with murder in their classes. Call them, even their female teachers, they'll call them four-letter words, and nothing really gets done about it. Because I'm an older person, so I guess I'm an old cranky senior, whatever. But
get off my lawn!
When I went to school, you just weren't allowed to do that. That was it. And then the parents, I blame the parents mostly, because if you spend a lot of time with your kids and make sure their work is done like you did, and they're going to probably turn out okay. And it's just, I don't know. It just seems like parents need to get more involved with their kids and stop throwing off their responsibility on the school.
Well, and that's a very valid point, and thank you for the call. You bring up a very interesting and essential element of this discussion. And, again, I wish I had the answer. I'm not a guy that has answers. I'm really not. All I want to do is drop a couple nuggets of information out there and maybe provoke you to think a little bit. We spend so much time accepting blindly what's being presented to us. We don't think and we don't question. The first step to getting an answer is to question. The first step to getting a solution is to discuss, and that's what we're doing this afternoon. And what you brought up, that phrase, I spend quality time with my kids. It's almost impossible to spend quality time with your kids right now, especially when you've got a balloon mortgage and you're paying $3,000-$5,000 a year to try and make it month to month just to keep a roof over your head. Two parents have to work, sometimes several different jobs. And my mother did this. I consider myself incredibly fortunate, because I was the first generation of latchkey kid that acknowledged that they were a latchkey kid. Nowadays, Child Protective Services would probably have taken me from my mother. But I would come home from third and fourth grade, and I had a key to the house, and I was being taught responsibility. I had a key to the house. We had an electric stove. We had a microwave. I was taught how to cook fish sticks in the oven. I was taught how to cook soup on the stove, and I was taught how to use a microwave. And I came home to an empty house. My mother wasn't there. And I was paid to babysit myself. The reality was, my mother had to work several jobs just to make ends meet. And nowadays, both parents have to work several jobs. They cannot spend quality time with their kids. They have a hard time, and I'm not making excuses for parents who are lazy and not keeping an eye on your kids. What I'm saying is it is very difficult right now because of the cost of living in the United States of America for any parent to be able to spend quality time with their kids when they have to work three jobs, 18 hours a day, and the other 6 hours they got to catch a couple of cat naps. It's almost impossible. And I can't possibly know what that's like because I don't have kids of my own, but I do know it was tough for my mom, and I didn't see my mother a lot, and I loved her unconditionally for the fact that she was willing to do that and put in that time to make sure that her child was taken care of, because my father wasn't in the picture. My stepfather was later on in life, but at the time, I was on my own. And we had to be, you know, my mother gave me the resources and said, look, these are the resources. You got to do well. I was raised in a very poor part of America, South Boston, Massachusetts, in the projects. And it was instilled upon us in my neighborhood at the time. If you've ever seen the movie Good Will Hunting or The Departed, that's where I come from. And it was instilled upon us very early on in life that you are not as good as the other guys because you're from the lower end. No matter what you do, you will never be considered as good as them. So you must work harder. And that being hard work is not a bad thing. Working hard is not a negative. And the unfortunate part is we have made working hard a negative when it comes to children. On the one hand, because we force them to try and achieve perfection, which is an unrealistic expectation. Kids need to be kids. But on the other hand, kids need to be taught that if you fail, you will be left behind. That is the incentive for success. John and Thermal, welcome to K-News Radio. How are you?
Hey, hi. Question, are you from the Marshall and Stone Rick Talk Show?
Am I from the? No, I'm not.
No, okay, so you have the same last name.
Yeah, well,
anyway,
it's a very common name.
Thinking about this school thing, and, you know, I thought that maybe if parents, whenever they did their taxes, their income tax, filed their taxes, were given a voucher, they could take that voucher and place their children whatever school they wanted, whatever school was best, for them, for just the minimum, you know. Anything yeah. extra would come out of their pockets. They would be given a voucher or a tax credit for whatever taxes they paid. And if they want anything extra, like extracurricular, whether they be gifted students needed more attention or they needed more attention because they were in remedial class, then the parents would have to cough up the money. That's what a lot of us have done when we've opted to have our children go to a private school.
Well, absolutely.
We're paying double.
Absolutely. There's an investment in your child. And students, in and of themselves, you know, the honor roll used to be something that we achieved. We strove for. You wanted to be an honor student. You wanted to be the best. And that's that. What that did was that fed your sense of ego. We all want to feel like we're good at something. We all want to feel like
right.
we're... And I'll give you a great example. In radio... Everybody in radio, top to bottom, is a social misfit. Somewhere along the line, we didn't get a hug. We missed out on some sort of socializing. So what we do is we sit here in our studio here at K-News, and we blather on about subjects of the day, and what we really want is we want you to like us. We are in the please love me business. But we have intimacy issues. Somewhere along the line, we weren't socialized properly, so we spend the rest of our lives in a studio talking to hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and hoping that we can be part of their lives, but we still don't, there's no intimacy there. It's a social misalignment somewhere. And I don't know where it comes from, but it allows us to do what we do. The point being that achievement is an ego-driven emotion. Or, I'm sorry, the ability to achieve satisfies our ego. And there's no entitlement, no enticement for a student to achieve nowadays. And what we tell them, instead of telling them you should work hard and make the honor roll because your transcripts will look good and you'll be able to get into a better school. Wow. A better school. We say, it's okay, just go do your thing. And if you don't make it, so summer school's there. You can just do that. Summer school's not supposed to be a fail safe. It's not a babysitting. You know, there's no incentive for us, right? John, you there?
But yes.
You know, how old are you? May I ask how old you are?
I'm 58.
All right. So when you were in school, what was the stigma attached to summer school?
It's the same as what you say. It was for those that didn't bother to do their work and want to succeed. That was you had to go to summer school.
Yeah, and then what happened if your friends, if you had to go to summer school, and thank you for the call, John. No, actually, no, finish your, I'll let you finish the thought, and then we'll go to break. If you didn't, if you had to go to summer school, what did your friends do? Oh, we lost you? All right, excellent. I'm sorry, John. We'll, if you want to call back, and we'll put you at the top of the list and get you right back on the air. The point being, when we were kids, when we went to summer school, if you went to summer school, you got clowned by your friends. And guess what? That's a necessary facet of adolescent life in order to develop as a normally well-balanced adult. And we have lost that. We continue to foster mediocrity and to allow failure and to tell people that there are no consequences for their actions. And it's wrong, and it's part of the reason why the United States of America, I hate to say it, is going in the wrong direction. We need to fix the system. I don't have the answer, but I'm certainly going to keep asking questions. It's KNews Radio, FM 94.3, and online at knewsradio.com, the Deseret's News Talk Superstation. Toll free 888-589-6397. Continuing on, KNews Afternoon. It's KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. Deseret's News Talk Superstation. It's Paul Marshall sitting in till 6 o'clock. We'll find gold. We'll take you up till 10 o'clock after that. In between, we'll check some news. We'll laugh. We'll cry. It'll be better than cats. We're moving on now. Well, not moving on. We're continuing our discussion with what I called the continued pussification of America, what people at KNews would like me to call the continued pacification of America. And any way you slice it, it comes down to this. We have raised a nation of malcontents and whiners and crybabies, and the system is broken from the top down. And I don't know where to place blame because it can be placed everywhere. The entire system is at fault. It's very difficult for us to ask the educational system to fail all of these students, because if we fail all of the students that don't achieve and make minimum standards, then it looks like a breakdown of the educational system. They no longer get federal funding, and schools close, and people lose their jobs. On the other hand, those minimum standards are set for a reason, and children should be taught that there is a responsibility for education, that they need to work from September to June, and the reward from that is you advance to another grade, you get a good education, and you'll be better prepared in life to move on to future success. That being said, we can't coddle them. They have to be allowed to fail. And if they do fail, their options are to repeat the grade, do it all over again until you get it right. Repetition breeds familiarity. Or the other option, the last-ditch option, used to be summer school. Well, summer school is no longer a last-ditch option. It seems to be an accepted option, something like, well, you know, we'll just send a kid to summer school. They'll be fine. Instead of making the kid, instilling some discipline into the child and getting them to work harder, instead of getting them to achieve, we have dumbed down the system. And now we have to temper this. On the one hand, you got to teach your kid to be responsible and to work hard and that there are repercussions for failure. On the other hand, failure has to be allowed to happen because without failure, you can never enjoy the fruits of your labors. We need to stop coddling kids. Parents, let them get dirty. Don't give them the antiseptic wipes all the time. Let them go out and play in the mud. Let them play baseball. Let them get hit in the face with a baseball. Bloody noses and fat lips and ripped jeans and skinned knees are part of life. They are an essential part. And in fact, social interplay between children is necessary. It teaches cognitive reasoning abilities. Kids need to be put into unfamiliar situations. Stop setting up play dates for them. Let the kid be a kid. But there's a time and a place for everything. There's a balance between discipline and natural growth and the expression of energy. Kids have to be allowed to do that. We can't continue to demand perfection. You cannot yell at the coach for sitting your kid down because they're not a good baseball player. Sitting a kid down because they're not a good baseball player teaches them that they need to improve their abilities in order to succeed. Now, I'm not saying we should hammer kids and we should ostracize them and tease them, but a certain amount of teasing is necessary to develop self-esteem. If we don't allow kids to fail, if we don't allow kids to be teased, if we don't allow kids to go out and be ostracized by their peer group, we are sheltering them to the point of restricting their ability to grow as human beings. As a parent, your first primary responsibility is to develop your child into as close to a normal, well-functioning human being as you can. Going in and doing their homework for them so that they pass is unacceptable. doing their science project for them so that they get a great grade, they get a better grade than little Timmy Smith, is not acceptable. Your kid has to do their own work. They have to be allowed to fail, and they have to be rewarded for their, and they should be encouraged. They should always be encouraged. When their peer group rips on them, that's a necessary, look, when you're a kid, you get teased, right? When you grow up, and you're a bunch of guys go out to a bar, or maybe your family gets together, it's the holidays, what do? You tease each other, you goof each other. That's a part of socializing. I come from a part of America. I grew up, again, I was smart enough to get out of there, South Boston, Massachusetts. And really, amongst my peer group, if you weren't ready to call a therapist, we hadn't gone quite far enough. The concept of teasing a kid, the concept of a kid's self-esteem taking a shot in the short and curlies, is important in their development. Failure has to be an option. And the reason why I bring this up, and the reason why I accept failure as an option, because it's a motivator to get you to succeed. And the reason why this is all tied in together is because now, because we have mismanaged, and I don't mean we, I mean our government, has mismanaged funding, Coachella Valley no longer has money for summer school programs for a lot of students. And a lot of students that failed for one reason or another, and again, like I said, there are the learning disabled, and I understand that. Those people have to be given an opportunity to fix it. The learning disabled is a completely different topic. But because we have not fostered the stigma of summer school being a negative, because we have spent all of our time trying to let your little snowflake feel like they are unique and perfect, guess what? Some kids are born to stock shelves. I'm sorry. That's the natural order, and there's nothing wrong with that. I had a teacher tell me, ironically, it was an auto shop teacher, and I took auto shop when I was in high school as a diversion to not have to go to regular college courses. I took college prep courses 1 week and an auto trade the other week because my father was an auto mechanic, so it was easy. It was a joke for me because I grew up in a shop. But I had an auto shop teacher who looked down upon my stepfather at the time disparagingly because my father was an auto mechanic. My stepfather was a truck driver, and my mother's a waitress. My father dropped out of school in the ninth grade. My stepfather never graduated. I think he made it to the 11th grade. I think my mother made it to the 11th grade. So as a result, my mother was a waitress, very smart woman, but still worked hard. She had to do manual labor, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with a hard day's work. Don't let anybody ever make you feel bad for digging ditches or slinging hash or doing what it is you do. Never let anybody make you feel bad about that. You do what you got to do to make your life happy. If you're happy in your life, that's fantastic. But my teacher had the audacity to badmouth, I think his motive was pure. I think he wanted to let us know, look, if you don't achieve, you're going to end up as a truck driver. Well, my truck driver stepfather, made almost six figures as a truck driver. And he loved running the road. And I know that there are a bunch of guys listening right now on the 10, rolling through the valley, that love what they do. And to have a teacher disparage your line of work didn't serve anybody. Because I raised my hand and said, hey, excuse me, Mr. Pellegrini. Look, I know your son was an offensive lineman for the New York Jets and you're very proud of him and stuff. Not everybody is going to grow up to play in the National Football League. Not everybody is going to grow up to be an auto shop teacher. Some kids were born to stock shelves. It's a lyric that I heard in a song by a musician named Steven Wilson. He's in a band called Porcupine Tree. That band just played Coachella this past weekend. Brilliant, fantastic band. If you don't remember anything that I tell you, if you're a fan of Pink Floyd and the band Tool and you like good, beautiful textured music, go check out Porcupine Tree. But the lyric was a great lyric. Some were born to stock shelves. And it rings true. Not every kid is going to be the president of the United States of America. And that's okay. But they should at least be taught that their place in life is not always going to be, what's the word I'm looking for? It's not going to be sustained by society. I couldn't find the word I was looking for. I was looking for a big word. It happens. The reality is society doesn't care about you. You make your own way. You make your own way. On the one hand, you got to teach your kids that there's discipline and there's a time and they need to learn because achievement is important. On the other hand, you got to let them fail. If kids don't fail, they don't know to succeed. Cut the umbilical cord. Let them get dirty. On the other hand, teach them the discipline of time and place. There's a time and a place to work, and there's a time and a place to play. And knowing the time and place helps develop a normal, functioning adult. And the unfortunate part is, the time necessary to help develop a normally functioning adult for a parent is smaller and smaller. Well, now you don't have summer school to help that. And summer school's not supposed to be your camp counselor. It's your teacher. It's your first boss. It's KNews FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. Give us a call, 760-416-8475. It is the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Toll-free 888-589-6397. It's KNews Radio, Desert's News Talk Superstation at 94.3 FM, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. My name is Paul Marshall, taking you up till 6 o'clock. KNews Afternoons continues as we continue talking about, well, your little snowflake and how you need to let them go. You know, and to let them go means that there's the potential for failure. And the way this ties in, if you're just joining the program, is that the Valley, many Valley school systems, have cut funding for summer school. That's not good. That means that your kid's going to get left back. No child left behind. Wrong. Your kid's going to get left back, and the specter of being left behind and the specter of ostracized children by their peer group and the specter of being teased is being eliminated, and it's really sort of hindering the development of your kids. And as somebody that doesn't have kids, but as an uncle of two developmentally disabled kids, I can tell you one of the things that we do around my nephews is we laugh. We have a good time. We laugh at their expense. They don't know we're laughing at them. But what it does is it eases the burden and the responsibility of the fact that, you know what, raising a kid is not easy. And we dumped it on the school system, the school department, for so long because we're too busy out working to try and make ends meet. But during that time, we also told our kid that it's okay to strike out in baseball. Was it? And I know a friend Mikey, is a T-ball coach. And in T-ball, there's no such thing as a strikeout, at least in their league. There's no such thing as a strikeout. And I asked him why that was, and he said, well, we don't want the kid to feel like they failed. I said, well, then how do they know when they win? How do they know to feel the joy of victory? You know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat is more than just that guy falling off the ski jump at the Y World of Sports back as a kid. Those are necessary elements of living that you have to develop. Because if you don't develop them, you're not normal. Being allowed to fail is part of the recipe for success. On the other hand, you can't set unrealistic expectations for your little snowflake. Just because they made the honor roll, take the bumper sticker off your car, because the kid feels the pressure of having to make the honor roll again and again and again, or they let you down. Be supportive, but you can only do so much. You gotta let them fail. And in this situation, if they fail, they get left back a grade, and unfortunately, there's not much we can do about it. We don't have the money to pay for summer school anymore. Mike and Coachella, welcome to KNews Afternoons. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm a retired teacher, 33
okay.
years in the classroom, and most of the things you've said are accurate. I do have a perspective that I'd like to share with you and your listeners.
And I welcome it because I'm not educated.
About assigning blame or fault, the education system should be held accountable.
Somewhat.
I'm just listing a couple of different things. When I was going to school myself in the San Marino Riverside area, the schools were built to hold 28 kids per classroom. This is for high school kids.
Sure.
Today, you will not find a high school class that's under 40. The beginning of the school year, the first month, and the last month of the school year by law, those rooms can have up to 50 children. Grown teenagers don't fit in those rooms. That's one of the things. that I spoke to my folks for years and years. I'd go to committees. I'd volunteer information, and they'd take note, but they wouldn't do anything about it.
Sure.
Another big problem is financially is we're administratively top-heavy. Administrators, by definition, get $1 more than the best-paid teacher in a school district. I was an after-school principal for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, most administrators are overpaid. Now, I know you're going to, if administrators are listening, they're going to get really angry and upset.
Sure.
But that's the truth. If they're making $80,000 a year plus over $108,000 for high school principals, they're taking the salary of two teachers that have about 45 to 50 kids per classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding summer school, that's what's interesting because way back when I took summer school in high school, there were very few remedial classes. You passed or you failed.
Right.
And I was able to take trigonometry during summer school. It was an accelerated situation. Excuse me. But today, it's really a easy situation, I think, because an average summer school teacher only makes about $20 to $25 an hour. Under contract, he or she makes about $60 an hour. If parents really wanted their kids, they could hire a teacher to teach their kids.
Sure.
And, you know, again, to do that, you get an administrator and another administrator, and they don't teach per hour. They still get their large salary. But I wanted to address something with you that I think is the key problem for this area and for San Bernardino Riverside. I'm new out here. As I said, I'm retired. It's our transient population, and that's just been happening for the last 15 or 20 years. You can't succeed as a teacher in a classroom if your kids don't stay for the entire year. I calculated for my last 4 or 5 years teaching, I would have a turnover of almost 70%, Paul.
And that's unbelievable.
How can I be? And yet,
and that breakdown comes
or be held accountable. You've used several stories about coaching, and I've been a high school coach for almost 30 years. And just think of the coaching situation. If I were to start a season with 15 ball players, and by the end of the season, I would have had a turnaround of 12, you expect me to win?
Well, and you raise another point, and that is the accountability of a student. You know, when we were kids, if we didn't go to school, if we got caught skipping school, not attending school was not an option. You were told you either go to school or you get a job.
Well, yeah.
And that was it. And if you didn't...
we didn't travel or move so much, administrators got to know you personally.
Sure.
When I got sent to the principal's office because I was a class clown lots of times.
Me
that
too.
That principal knew me by name. And I wasn't off the hook. I used to clean eraser boards. And even as a kid in elementary school, junior high, I would get paddled, and of course they outlawed paddling, but
sure.
You know, paddling was a deterrent for me.
You know, you bring up another point, which is quitting is acceptable now. Giving
because
up is,
yes, because they're not motivated. They're just,
no, we're afraid, we're afraid to,
it's a social club. You hang out with your friends.
Right.
And, we're again, totally accountable. So that's what's changed. Parents, administrators, teachers, and then the kids look around and they think, wow, you know, the average student now, and I'm not talking about the good kid, I'm talking about the average kid that just shows up and wants to see what's going on.
Sure.
They will do minimum unless you entertain them.
Right.
I didn't have any high school teachers who entertained me. I worked. They if we didn't work, I had a teacher, my English teacher, I'd work my butt off and would not get an A. That's the only class in high school I couldn't get an A.
Yeah, and thank you for the call, the problem is we have nurtured a nation and a generation, at least one, if not more generations, of kids who have been taught, and I can't believe it took us 2 hours and 43 minutes to get to it, but a nation where we accept quitting. Quitting is okay. And because, you know why we accept quitting? Because we tell kids it's okay to quit. You know, if that's not what you want to do, if you don't want to really do that, that's okay. We don't want you to be upset. We don't want you to feel like you're not part of the system. We don't want you to feel like an outsider. That's horrible. We don't want you to feel bad about yourself. Here, go ahead, quit. I have a friend of mine who's in his mid-40s. He's from the OC. He's a trust fund kid. You know what he does for a living? He's a professional student. He's done nothing with his life. And do you know why? Because he's always had mommy and daddy there to pick him up when he falls. Sometimes you got to let the kid fall. Otherwise, you're going to end up with a useless hump who's living off of your inheritance. And if that sounds harsh and cold, that's what it is. Quitting is unacceptable. Failure must be allowed to happen in order to foster a motivation for success. Phil in Indio, welcome to KNews Afternoons.
Yeah, hi. I was listening to you on the way to get some food and listening to you on the way back. And,
thank you.
I took exception to what you were kind of saying when I was on the way, but when you came back, you sounded very good, and I agreed with everything you said. So,
what did you take exception
kind of the,
to?
The first part of the thing when you said the kids were, the summer school was kind of, you brought that up where you said, the kids were taught it's okay to fail and so forth and so on. And then, but what kind of got me on, and so forth, after that you were on track. But what got me was at that point you mentioned the fact that, a lot of people who said it's okay that you were complaining about, and they shouldn't complain about things, and it's not, and it's the kids that said it's okay to fail that voted for what we've got today, and the people who didn't believe that way is the people that were protesting. So no, I kind of think that there was a little confusion there, and that kind of bugged me. But the rest of the thing you said about kids and how they should be, you know, taught that, you know, it's okay to, you know, to sit the guy down if he doesn't make it, he should learn to improve himself and so forth. So I agree with all that. So anyway.
Yeah, that's necessary, and you raise a valid point. And again, I'm not one of those people that's complaining about what we have as far as our system of government or society right now. Look, that's society is what it is, and we have to learn how to exist within the parameters that are there. If you work hard enough and you achieve a position of authority and power, then you can affect real change. But until
that's the thing. I think we should. I'm really scared of what's happening because I think I'm a kind of a lay historian and I see things around the world and I'm concerned with the whole attitude of the way the current government and the way it's going. You know, I mean towards. You know, towards the terrorists, towards Israel, towards the Middle East, towards, you know, and
but that's democracy.
The bailouts and the social. So there's a lot of reason to want change. You know, you know what I'm saying, and to protest. So there is nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with protest, and there's nothing wrong with voicing your opinion. And again, my mission here, while I'm on the afternoons here at KNews Radio, is not to solve the problem. It's just to get you to think and ask some questions, and maybe open up some discussion. And you know, you talk about you don't like the way the government is going, the way certain things are going around the world and terrorism and the way, look, we have tried to instill democracy in a lot of places. The will of the people is going to be done whether we like it or not. And if the will of the people is not done, then there's an uprising and an overthrow and things go a different direction. That's how this country was founded.
Well, that's how our country's founded, yeah.
Absolutely. But when we try to instill democracy upon a society that doesn't want it, like we what are the Palestinian elections? What did we do? We want a free election. What did they do? They elected Hamas. They wanted to be led by who they wanted to be led by. And in our situation,
right, that whole thing there is so conflicted and so confused.
And they've
so
been, and we'll never fix it.
You know, the problem is with so many where there's it's not a democracy. It's not always the what we see the thing is the core problem is not always the core problem. It's somebody who is seeking power. It says, oh, well, they're doing wrong, and I'll straighten this out, and I'll lead you. And that person, all he wants is power.
Let me give you a concept that I want to hear your thoughts on this. You seem like you're a relatively older guy. You have family of your own?
Yeah.
The concept of, and I'm going to throw it out there, your family is not a democracy. You are the head of your household or your wife. You share the head of the household type deal, and your kids will live under the rules that you establish for them. Kids are not free until
right.
they're 18, until they're adults, and they're allowed to be legally responsible for their actions.
Yeah.
So what we have
That's
done...
one place where our society has kind of gone astray. You know,
yeah.
They kind of have negated that a little bit.
What we have done is we have taught an entire nation of kids, children, that they don't have to do anything, that there's nothing accountable. And I appreciate
right.
the call. We're up against a break, so I got to let you go, and I got to take a break in a second. But the point is, kids... You're not free. You're a kid. You will get up. You will go to school. You will abide by the rules of this household. And that's the way it's going to be. Because you know what? If you don't abide by the rules of this household, the state will take you away and put you into a place where you cannot decide what time you want to get up. You cannot decide where you're going to go or what school you're going to go to. You will conform to at least a minimum set of standards and responsibility. And if you don't conform to it, then you'll be left behind. And that's where my concept of summer school is. Summer school was not supposed to be a good thing. It's not supposed to be something, your little snowflake is not supposed to be rewarded with another opportunity. At some point, you have to pay the piper. And now because we have run out of budget money, we can't even pay the piper. We'll talk more about it. It's KNews, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Just about ready to put the wraps on another KNews afternoon. I'm Paul Marshall, your guest host. It's KNews, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250. 3 hours and 55 minutes of phonetic flatulence later, the message that I'm trying to get across to you right now is this. Stop coddling your children on both ends of the spectrum. Let them be kids. Encourage them to take some risks. Let them get dirty and to skin their knees and to get scars. I tell you, you know, whenever you have a newborn, the first thing that happens when they get cut the first time, what happens? The parents are more shocked by it than the kid. Kids need to be allowed to be kids. And within that, they need to be allowed to fail, or at least face the specter of failing. Because society can no longer afford to raise your children. And I know that's tough. I can't possibly comprehend what it means to be a parent. I just don't know what it is. I also can't possibly comprehend what it means to be a teacher. The stresses and expectations placed upon both groups of people are beyond the scope of my thoughts. And I don't have the answer. I don't have the solution. What I do want to do is just, I hope this afternoon, at least stimulate some thoughts, open some discussions, bring to light a couple of things, and make you reconsider some of the things that you may or may not have been aware of. And that is, we ran out of money. And summer school is not the answer to your child's failures. Support your child when they fail. Encourage them to do better. And reward their successes, all right? On the other hand, don't place unrealistic expectations. The expectations, being a kid is tough. Your kids are going to grow up, they're going to get acne, they're going to hit puberty, they're going to be clowned and abused emotionally and physically by their social group, their friends. That's a necessary experience in order to develop as a normal adult human being. And you can see it right now. Quitting is unacceptable. There is a fine line between supporting your child and restricting their development. And overprotective parents need to let their kids go. Let them out of the nest. They're going to fall. They're going to fail. And they're going to get back up and succeed. You got to let that happen. I know you love your kids. I know you think your little snowflake is the smartest, most attractive, most beautiful snowflake that's ever been created in the universe, the known universe. Your little snowflake might turn out to be mediocre. And that's okay. As long as they're allowed to pursue that. And as long as they're taught right from wrong. And that there's a time and a place for everything. School is important. The school year is structured. Your child should be told to achieve during the time set aside to achieve. That teaches them discipline. And then the reward is the ability to be a kid and go out and get dirty. I'm not here to tell you how to raise your kids. I just want you to think about it a little bit, all right? Thanks for listening this afternoon. Thank you for all the phone calls. Coming up next, we'll check in with KPSB Local 2 News with Chris Long and Brooke Berry. And after that, Bulldog Bill Feingold and Kevin Holmes. Starting around 6:45, we'll get you up to the Bill Feingold Show. Taking you up till 7 o'clock. I mean, 10 o'clock. I will talk to you tomorrow afternoon on KNews Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation.